Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were learning from the Torah of the Kedoshim. This time it's Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Hagaon HaTzadik, Rav Avraham Yitzchak Bloch, Hashem Yinkom Domo, tells a Rosh Yeshiva. And we were discussing the question of Eid Echad. Why is Eid Echad not believed? According to those shitas, that he's not, b'schazek isura, that if there's a cheskas isur, we don't believe in eid echad. And the question is, why not? We believe in eid echad against a rov, and ruv chazaka ruv adif. So why don't we believe him against the chazaka? So the pshat is, it's not that chazaka is stronger than eid echad is stronger than chazaka. The only thing is, if there's already a cheskas isur, we know it's stronger than chazaka, it's stronger than Eid Echad overpowers a rov. We can certainly overpower a chazaka. The only problem, the reason it we paskin like he can't overturn a chazaka, is because a chazaka is assumption that something is a certain way, and he doesn't have the power to overturn, to override that assumption. He can't change what we assume to be true. That's why. So it's not pshat that of koach hachra, that a chazaka is a stronger hachra, it's a stronger decision than Eid Echad, because it's not. But rather, because he doesn't have the power to override what we already know to be true. And we brought a raya from the Kash of the Pnei Yoshua, that he had asked, that Kasha that we alluded to, Ruv Chazaka Ruv Adif, then we know that Ma'asim Shebuchol Yom and Eid Echad is believed against a rov. He's believed, Makulan Sherov Trefus, he's believed to say that in a butcher shop, which meat is kosher, even though it's Rov Trefus. So why can't an Eid Echad be believed against a chazaka? So the answer is, because in a chinami, a chazaka doesn't have the koach to be machriya against the ne'amanus of Eidus, just like a rov doesn't. Because an eid is mevarer and a chazak and a rov are not. The reason, if there's already a cheskas isser, an eid echad can't testify against it. He doesn't have the power to testify against it. He's being pol in udin. He doesn't have the power to be pol in udin. We already have a certain din. We assume it's a certain way. And he doesn't have that power. When it's a rov, so he's mevarer. What's part of the rov? What's not part of the rov? That he can do. But if we're already assuming something is a certain way, there's a cheskas isser, he doesn't have the power to overturn that cheskas isser. So that is tamsis, what we learned in the previous shiur. We also talked about the history of tells, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva of Bloch Tzatzal, Shmuel v'Zichro Tavis Nefesh. And now we're continuing. Oh, Nira Lochich Kidvarena. I just feel so fortunate that we have this Torah. You know, this is Torah he was saying in the 20s, in the 30s, early 40s. Right? He was killed in 1941, July 15th, the Minyanim. And that we have this Torah, that it remained. So much Torah was lost. Baruch Hashem, this remained. So, Be'emes Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. So we'd like to bring another raya kidvareinu, that the pshat is that an eid echad, it's not that a chazaka has a stronger koach hachra than eid echad, but rather that an eid echad doesn't have the power to be mishana at the din. Can't make a shinu. We have a certain assumption, and he can't change that assumption. The shmeitza in shmeitza vav, perek chav gimel, is done b'safik tuma b'irshus hayochit. It's a davar me'od ma'anyen, rabotai. Anachnu yodim, Shesofik tuma birshus hayochid. Tome, as is learned from Sota. Kaya gdua v'kam fulsa. Avamai din im eid echad ba, u'me'id al sofik tuma birshus hayochid. And eid echad comes and says that there's a sofik tuma birshus hayochid. And he says, no, it didn't become tome. Is he ne'aman or is he not ne'aman? Zad nidon shall ashev shmeitze b'shmeitze vav b'perich chav gimel. Delefi ma shemavur b'taisis u b'rosh. דרך עלינו נאמר כנגד חזקה בכל האיסורים. אמה דרך את גורם מחזוקה. בקבן סופק תום שסיוך איתו מאף כנגד חזוקה. כל שכן דרך את לא ימהני לתאר סופק זה. אז יש לנו גישה לוגית כדי לפתור את הבעיה הזו. פשוט מאוד. אני דרך עוד, as we saw, according to Tosis and Lavosh, that we mentioned the previous year, is not believed against the Chazaka in all the Surim. So you see that Eid Echad, fi havanatenu, kait, ken, bashlav hazeh, Eid Echad gora mi Chazaka. And Eid Echad is weaker than a Chazaka, that's why he's not believed against Cheska Sisse. Now, Safek Tomei Bishus HaYochid, is Tomei even against the Chazaka. In other words, if something has a cheskas taira, and now this is sofik tumah shesayachid, we're metame. As ma roim? Roim shesofik tumah birshus hayochid is stronger than a cheskas taira. As hine ha-hierarchia, sofik tumah birshus hayochid ze achi chazak, metamim gam neged ha-chazaka. Achar kach yesh chazaka. Vereinu shechazaka חזקה יותר, חזקה, מ-Eid Echad, כי Eid Echad לא יכול להעיד נגד חזקס איסור. So if that's the hierarchy, first is Tumah Sofik Tumah Shesayachid stronger than a Chazak, and a Chazak is stronger than Eid Echad, so בוודאי, an Eid Echad cannot be made about a Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYochid that it's tar. נכון? נשמע לך? בוודאי. כך דן מורנו ורבנו בעל השף שמייצה. אבל דעקה, כמו שאומרים, הוא הביא ראיה מהמשנה בתיירס שעיד אחד נאמן בסופק תומה ברשוס היוחד, שהוא כן נאמן. אבל איך זה מסתדר עם שיטת התוספות והראש? שהם אומרים שהוא לא נאמן נגד ישחזק, and if he's not נאמן against ישחזק, he's certainly not נאמן נגד סופק תומה ברשוס היוחד, which is stronger than ישחזק. והדברים מעוררים תמיהות ומחשבות. אבל לפי דברינו, גם זה ניחה. דבאמס, אידוס, איד אחד עדיפה מאחרס חזוקה. Really, איד אחד is stronger than... When you're in the world of אחרב, what's a stronger decisive factor? איד אחד is tackle a stronger decisive factor. Because Chazaka is a Hanhaga B'Safik. What do you do if you have a Safik? You follow the Chazaka. You don't know what the reality is, but that's just what you follow. So B'Safik Tomei B'Rishus HaYochid, even if there's no Chazaka, but it's still a shame Safik. Whether there is a Chazaka or there's not a Chazaka, it remains a Safik. And even if you have a Chazaka, there's a Safik. The Chazaka is not a hachra that it's a certain way. That's just the assumption. Because the Chazaka is not a mevarer. The Chazaka is a hanhaga. Tells us to act a certain way. And even though the Torah says that Safik Tumah Rishus HaYachid Tameh, Ve'alim Din Safik Tumah L'Tameh After Ika Chazaka, the Torah says that Safik Tumah Rishus HaYachid is Tameh, and this Din Safik Tumah is metame, even though there's a chazaka against it. But that's because the chazaka is not mevara the suffix. It has a cheskas taira, but it's not mevara anything. So mele, the suffix tumah says, zero sakosif, suffix tumah, which is yachid's tame. But I had to say, rechad has a koch levara. There's no suffix. Rega. There's no suffix tumah birshut hayachid. By the echad, who omel, b'slicha, זה לא suffix. זה לא suffix, אני יודע שזה לא tame. And therefore, Zaydus is effective. Ah, what about the fact that Eid Echad is not Naman against his Chazek? Ain't a time Mishum the Chazak Adifa Leidusa. It's not Pshat because the Chazak is stronger than his Zaydus. Pshat is that he wants to be Machade something new. We have a certain assumption, and he wants to overturn that assumption. That he doesn't have the power to do. For that, you need an Amonis of two, not of one. אז זה עוד הוכחה ליסוד דברינו שהסיבה that eid echod is not believed to say is not believed against the cheska sisser is not because of it doesn't have koach achra. Koach achra of eid echod is a beir. And a chazak is only a hanhaga. Why then is an eid echod not believed against cheskas iser? So the answer is because there he's being mechadish a new din that he doesn't have the power to do. We have a certain assumption. He wants to overturn that assumption that he doesn't have the power to do. When it comes to koach achra, it has the same koach achra. As a strong koach achra, eid echod is a strong koach achra than a chazak. And memele, even though Suffolk Timber Siyachid is Tame, even though there's a Cheskas Taira. We're still Matame, but an Eid Echad can override that, and he can say, Aval Ein Po B'chal Safek. En Echinami, Suffolk Tome B'rshu Siyachid, Tome. Aval Eid Echad Ne'aman Lomar, She'en Safek. B'met, B'shiurim Shelanu Al Mesechet Gitin, אנחנו עוברים בסייעת דשמיה על השיעורים של מורן ראש ישיבה סמיר. אז זה טוב שאנחנו נושאים עכשיו מי טלס למיר. גוולדיק מאוד. אז ראינו שרב חיים שמואלביץ ברוב גאונותו גם כן אמר את אותו יסוד. אבל אפשר לדחות את הקושיה שמה בהערה בספר של מורן ראש הישיבה רב חיים זצ"ל, הוא דוחה אפשר בהערה שם, הוא דוחה את הקושיה, מטעם אחר גם כן. זאת אומרת, יש גם טעם נוסף לדחות את הקושיה של השמייצה, שהשמייצה עשה קל וחומר. If chazak is not effective in bishus hayochid, so kol shekein eid echod is not. Because eid echod is gora mechazak, so first we say, eid echod is gora mechazak, סליחה. אבל הוא אומר שם שאפשר לדחות באופן אחר, שבאמת אפשר לומר שחזוקו עדיף מאיד אחד. Really, חזוק is stronger than איד אחד. And nevertheless, it's not effective in רשוס היוחיד. Why not? Because what's the יסוד הדין that a חזוקו isn't effective in ספק תום ברשוס היוחיד? You would think that it's because Sofik Tuma is Kivadai and Chazaka was only said if there was a Sofik. So in other words, the Sofik Tuma Birshu Sayochi is telling us that it's Vadai Tame because the Sofik is Kivadai. And a Chazaka comes to be Mavaris Svekis. Avaburish Lenu Vadai Tume. Kach Kotev Bemet בתשובס עונג יומטף בסימן קוף עין א'. אבל אפשר לומר אחרת. אפשר לצעוד בדרך חילופית ולומר כך, שהסיבה that חזוקו isn't effective by סופק תומי ברשוס היוחיד is because מלבד דין ודאי, חידשה התורה שברשו סיוחיד, כל דין סופק. וחזוק אלוהי מהניה לא אומר שאין כאן סופק. אבל איך את הכל דין של סופק, לא מהניה חזוק על אחי או לסלקוי. וכדי אשכן דיקה סווקס, לא מהניה חזוק משום דכל בשם סופק. וגם סווקת דתרי ותרי לחד שיצה, כמה שכסו אמיר רבי יבומס. בשני קיטה עידים דבלי סווקת אוי רייסה, ובסווקת אוי רייסה. לא אמרינו כי יצא יצא על חזקו זה. ועל דרך זהו בסופק תומה ברשו סיוחי, שהתורה קבע ונתנה דין סופק, וממילא לא ימהני חזוקה. דהיינו, the reason that חזוקה doesn't help in רשו סיוחי is because besides the din vadai, that sofik kivadai, the Torah was mechadesh, that there's an inherent intrinsic, immutable, unmovable suffix. Suffix tumi b'rishus hayochid gets a stamp. It's stamped with the word suffix. And the chazaka is only effective to say there's no suffix. But there's certain instances where a chazaka doesn't resolve the suffix and remains a suffix. For example, there's a shita cited by the Meiri in Yevamos 31a that if you have two kitei edim, one says she's married, one says she's not married, that's a sveika d'oraisa, and we're not mamid her on her chazaka. We're not mamid her on her chazaka because that's an inherent suffix. Normally you would say it's trey against trey. It's also a shita. You are mamid her al chizkas. But another pain says, no, it's trey against trey. So it's an inherent suffix. So you don't fall back on the chazaka. Sometimes there's an absolute suffix that a chazaka is not machriya. And that's what's going on over here. If you have suffix tuma birshu sayochid, the Torah was koivea that there's an absolute din suffix here. Umemele lo yazol klum, lo yazol lenu ha suffix tuma. Ha chazaka. Ha cheskes taira. Cheskes taira is not going to help us over here because it's suffix, it's an absolute suffix. And a chazaka is machriya sveikas in those instances when a chazaka is machriya sveikas. But there's certain times where the Torah gave it, like here. When the Torah said suffik tumba shusayachid, it's a suffik. It means that chazaka is not going to help here. Not because it's vade, but because it's suffik. Chazaka is machriya sveikas, but here the chazaka is not machriya the suffik. It has a shame, an absolute shame suffik that can't be changed. That's the status, that's the nature of suffik tumba shusayachid. It's a suffik. ולא יעזור לנו חזקה, כי יש, יש מקרים, יש תרחישים שבהם חזקה לא, לא, לא מכריע את הספק. And that would be a ספק טוב, בשביל סייחיד. וראיה, משיטת רב שמן, שרב שמן סובר במסכת נידה, בדף ג' עמוד א', שסופק תומה ברשו סייחיד, טוילין. That if you have סופק תומה ברשו סייחיד, you don't burn the truma. It's toilet. You're not sure, so you can't burn. Maybe it's not tame. Now vaday tame. By sota we say that she's definitely suffik kivaday because raglaim ledaver. That something inappropriate happened when she secluded herself with this man. So from sota we learn that she's nitma birusha sayachit kivaday. But Safek Tamer B'Shus HaYachid is not Vaday. It's only a Safek. If it were a Vaday, at least according to Reb Shimon, you'd be burning it. So why are you not? Because it's only a Safek. And nevertheless, even though it's only a Safek, you see, it's a suffix, toilin, right? Nevertheless, loy mahani chazaka letayr. The chazaka doesn't help, doesn't enable us to be matayr the suffix. But I love mishum hadin vaday loy mahani chazaka. And mishum a suffix atzim, it's not because of the din vaday. You see, clearly there's no din vaday. And yet, al suffix, we say toilin. But yet the chazaka is not machriya this suffix. So here's a raya that suffix tuma birshus that we have an objective suffix over here, and the chazaka is not machriya. Noch a raya, od raya from Tarti de Sasri, shnei nezirim. And somebody says, you know what, fellas? I know that one of you is Tame. I'm just not sure which one of you it is. I know that one of you is Tame. I'm not sure who it is. So what are you going to do then? Dein kol echad me'am Tame v'adai, because logar minon sotem evshal diot kesoita. We're not metame them, Because by Silta, Safek, she has to drink Safek Tuma, Tamir. But by form of Sipik, when she secluded herself with the man, what happened there? But here, we only learn from Silta if it could be. But here it can't be like Silta. Because you can't be Matami, both of them, only one of them became Tame. Like Tosis writes in Chulin 9b. I grew up in apartment 9b. So I have strong akirva to 9b's. Anyway, that's the classical, those dapim over there in Chulin 9, 10, 11. It's like you can stay there for eternity and just be Misaneg al Hashem. It's like it's not shaykh to any pleasures of this world. In any event, Meirai v'Rabbeisai. You can't be Matami Shneim b'Vaday. Nevertheless, we don't follow their Chazaka. Aydei v'Cheskes Tyre. We don't follow their Chazaka. Like the Maharam there writes. So, they're not Tamei Vaday because we only learn by Saba from Sota where it could be. Here it can't be. Ubira Shmaitze, Bishmaitze Aleph Perik Yud Zayin. The Rakshu Shneim Tmeim Vadai Enoya Choliot. The Tarti Sas, Sasri Adodi. Avash Yushneim Tmeim is Safek Lochashiv Sasri Vyocholio Shapir. So he says, Tomei Misafek, that's not a stira. That could be. Or Misupik about Ruvim, or Misupik about Shimon. So there's no, you can look there in the Shemites at 117. So in other words, Vade is not Shaykh and Tarti Disasri, but there's a Din Safek. When we said Din Chaloi Safek, the Chazak is not effective. And therefore, even without Torah's Vadei, Chazak is not going to be effective. And that's the Biur in Tesfis, in Teis HaRosh, Nida 3a, that by Tarti Disasri we learn from Sota, Lafukinu Michezkasayu, that it teaches us to take it out of the Chazaka. The Chazaka is not going to be effective by Tarti Disasri, because now we have this shame suffix. As Lefize, Lo Shaykh Hachinyan Elagabi Chazaka, Di Amura Besfekot. So that's all the Gabi Chazaka. Chazaka was said about Tzfekis, and it wasn't said where there's a shame Sufik midin Torah. If the Torah tells us that this is a Sufik, the Torah tells us this is a Sufik. The Torah gives it a stempel, it gives it a stamp that it's a Sufik. There, Chazaka lo tazor lenu. It's shaykh even where there's a chaloi shem safek. Because the erechot is neman levaro lachrio. Can't be mishana chazaka, but he can mevaro a safek. He can machrio a safek. And therefore, if you have safek, tom rishu sayochit. So you're right, it's an absolute safek. So even though Eid Echad against the Chazaka is stronger, even if you say that a Chazaka is stronger than Eid Echad, still an Eid Echad can be Mevar what went on in Safik Tumr Shesayachid. Because Eid Echad is not stronger than a Chazaka. Chazaka is stronger than Eid Echad in a Chinami, according to this Mahalach. But if you have Safik Tumr Shesayachid, there Safik doesn't work because the Torah says it's a Safik. And a Chazaka doesn't have the power against this Torah Dikas Safik. But an Eid Echad does, because an Eid Echad is Mevar, that there's no Safik at all. And therefore an Eid Echad can tell us that Safik Tamer B'Rishu Sayachid is Tar. So that's the Teretz of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu ראש ישיבה רב חיים זצה. אז הנה, ברוך השם, אנחנו התקדמנו בלימוד הסוגיה. אנחנו לומדים שוב שיעור כללי שאמר מורנו ורבנו, הרב ראש ישיבה, זכר צדיק לברכה, הרב בלוך, באיור תוף ריש צדי זין. ואנחנו עכשיו נחזור לביוגרפיה שלו, שנכתב על ידי הסופר המכונן, רב הלל זייד, דוקטר הלל זיידמן, זכרונו לברכה. אז בשיעור הקודם, we were speaking about the sheet of tells, the sheet in lumdus, the sheet in machshava, in musar, avodas Hashem. ועכשיו ממשיכים. צא וצרף לכאן את תכונותיו של יהודי ליטא בכללו. אהבת תורה לאין גבול, הקפדה על קיומן של מצוות, איתנות בהשקפה, בהירות במחשבה, מרץ ומעוף, והרי לפניך דמות מושלמת של בן ישיבה מאסכולת טלס, מזיגה של השורשיות היהודית הליטאית, ושל סגולות טלס, הספציפיות. טלס a very special place, very firm, Avos Torah, limitless Avos Torah. We spoke about how Rav Chaim Soloveitchik called Rav Eliezer Gordon the Gadol HaDor in Avos HaTorah. He wanted Rav Chaim to come and take his place as Rosh Yeshiva, take his place as Rav, take his place as Av Beis Din and everything, just because he thought he gave a good shir. Strong Hashkafa, clarity of Machshava. Ma'of, this sweeping vision. So that's a Ben Yeshiva of Telz. You take the Lithuanian qualities of Avos Torah L'Loi Gvul and Akpada and Kiyom HaMitzvos and Strong Hashkafa and Clarity and Machshava, etc. And then you put that together with the unique qualities of Telz, of developing every Talmud in their own way and their Derech HaLimut, the Telz of Derech. And then together when you have that beautiful chulent of the Lithuanian Yid and the Telzer Yid, it's mamish beautiful. Rav Avraham Yitzhak Bloch taram arbe l'sigsuko shel nusach Telz, shenatal mimenu meloch ofnayim mipi horav u'morav, misabo Rav Eliezer Gordon, aviv Rav Yosef Leib, v'rabo Rav Shimon Shkop. Hu gadal v'tchanech bebeit harav, v'hechnis bo gam meruchu u'mimaofo. הושפע והשפיע, קיבל ונתן, בנהגתו נעשה בית הרב, למוסד ולמושג בליטה. רחבות והצילות עפפו בית זה, שדלתותיו היו פתוחות לברכה לכל אדם ישראל, ובפרט לכל בן תורה רב ראש ישיבה סקן ואיש ציבור. בית זה קהילן רב ענפים היה. בצילו חסו שלושת בניו של רבי יוסף לב, רב זלמן, רב אברהם יצחוק, רב אליהו מאיר, והחתנים, רב אבנר, אוקליאנסקי, רב חיים מורדכי קץ, רב אברהם מורדכי וסלר, הם ומשפחותיהם המסועפות, הקשורות בקשרי נישואים עם בתים מיוחסים בישראל, לומדים וגבירים עסקנים בסוחרים בעלי יכולת ומעמד חברתי, כולם יחד היוו מרכז של תורה וגדולה, ששמו והשפעתו יצא למרחקים. בית הרב היה מעין חצר מתנגדית, כדוגמת החצרות של אדמו"רים וחסידים ומן המשובחות והגדולות שבהן. בית הרב התלזאי היה שונה מבתיהם של רבנים אחרים. לא הייתה בו כלום מן העניות המנוולת, מן הצמצום, המחסור והדחקות, שהיו מנת חלקם של רבנים מרובים. להפך, עושר ורחבות הייתה מנת חלקו של בית זה. This base harab. Base harab is a concept. It's like a חסיד של הויף, it's a חסיד של חוצה. Rabbonim, Choshev Yidin, Askonim, Talmidei Chachomim. And here in Telz, there was a Beis HaRav, there was a family, there was a tradition, there was an approach, there was a lifestyle. And in Telz, it was Berachvus, it was Ba'ashirus. Rabbanei Telz bo b'kishrei nisuin, im mishpachot ashirim muflagim, v'gam kiblu maskoret haguna, וניהלו בית פתוח לכל עבר אורח, ידם הייתה רחבה, ליבם פתוח, ומזגם טוב ומיטיב לבריות. ואל יעץ דבר זה קל בעיניך, עצמאותם ותלותם החומרית של רבני טלז, הייתה אל נכון גורם חשוב בהתנהגותם. שכולם רק כבוד, אומץ, עצמאות במחשבה ובפעולה, נוסף על האצילות הטבעית ועל הכרת ערך עצמם, רחוקה מגאוותנות ומיהירות, אולם גם מדיכאון והכנעה. מה שהייתה חצר ריג'ין לחסידות, ריג'ין was a very very רח החוצה, very very wealthy, ממש בפאר והודר, that was ריג'ין, חסידוס, and that was the בית הרב התלזאי ליהדות ליטה. והבית הטביע את חותמו, it placed its stamp, and everybody who grew there, כל אשר גדל בו. טיפוס מיוחד, בתוכו הוא היווה רב אברהם יצחק בלוך. הוא נולד בשנת תפרש נון, בתלז לאביב רבה של העיר, talking about 1890, he was born. His father, the rab of the city, the Rosh Yeshiva. He learned there in Beis Harav. His rabbeim were his Zayde, Rav Lezer Gordon, or if you say it like a Telzer Zayde in the Litvisha pronunciation. And his father, Rabbi Yosef Leib, if he was Hasidish, Rabbi Yosef Leib. הוא הראה כישרונות יוצאים מגדר הרגיל בגיל צעיר מאוד, תפיסה מהירה וחודרת, שקידה עצומה, כושר לחדש ולפרש, לברר ולהבהיר את כל מקצועות השס והפוסקים. חידושיו היו בעצם גילויים בפשט, בפשטנות ושכל ישר. פירש כל פרשה סתומה ופתר כל שאלה מסובכת בתבונה ובהיגיון. Already from a young age, he was tremendously gifted intellectually. He understood things quickly. He was a masmid. He was creative in his thinking. And he found the pshat, the oimek hapshat, with the seichel ha-yosher. הוא לא בזבז כלום ממורשת אבות, ספג את כל מה שלמד מהוריו ומוריו בדרכי הלימוד, בשיטת ההבנה, במהלך מחשבה, בהשקפה, בתנהגות ובאורח חיים, ועוד הוסיף משלו. He was Zekeli Vanveu, Eloke Avi Varomimenu. He got from his parents, Eloke Avi. He got from Tells, he got their derech. And then he developed it on his own. He took the ball and he ran with it. He added. Zekeli Vanveu, you have to be your God and also Eloke Avi. הכניס נימה משלו לבית הרב ולישיבה, להנהגת הקהילה ולמגע עם התלמידים, עת כיהן כרב דמטה, קריש מטיפתה. הצטיין כהוגה דעות, היה בעל מחשבה מעמיקה, ספוג רעיונות ודעת, אמן ההיגיון הבהיר, ותפיסה נפלאה בחוכמת הנפש. אופקיו רחבים, השקפותיו מקיפות, שכלו מעמיק וחודר לתוך תוכן של בעיות העומדות ברומו של עולם. והיה גם מחנך בחסד, פדגוג מצוין ומסביר בטוב טעם. בכלי זיניו המרובים והעשירים האלה השפיע הרבה על תלמידיו ועל בני קהילתו, על כל שבא איתם במגע. הוא בא במגע לא עם המנהיגים בלבד, כאחד מהם, אלא גם עם המוני העם, עם הכלל ועם כל פרט ופרט שבו. He added his own touch, his own flavor to the Tel Zederech. He stood out as a thinker, a deep one at that, filled with creative ways of looking at Torah. Very logical mind and a deep understanding of the human psyche and the human soul. The broad vistas and all-encompassing hashkafas and his penetrating mind was able to get to the plumb the depths of problems that were at the Oimdim Rumu Shel Olam, very, very important issues. He was also a great educator, pedagogue, explained things very clearly. So, in short, he had many talents and he was able to impact those around him, both the more prominent people and even the Hamon Ha'am, each individual. Already in his father's lifetime, he was appointed Rosh Yeshiva. He's only 30 years old. Taf Resh Pei Aleph, 1921. His father was Nifter in 1929. So, see what a talent he was. In any event, Meiray v'Rabbeisai, Ad Kan Ashiur Azeh, Bashiur Abba, Anachnu Bezrat Hashem Namshich, Bishnei Maslulim Ani Mekaveh, Anachnu Namshich Bashiur Al Eid Echot, Becheskas Isur, Shebashiur Azeh Zbarnu, Aleph Et HaYisod, that you can't say that a chazaka is stronger than an Eid Echot. Just an Eid Echot can't go against the chazaka because he doesn't have the power to overturn what we already know. But if you have Safek Tamei Brishu Seyachid, he can say it's Tar. Even though Safek Tamei Brishu Seyachid is stronger than a Cheskas Taira, but who says a Cheskas Taira is stronger, a chazaka is stronger than Eid Echot? Here there's no Etnakshut. He's not trying to overturn anything. He's telling us that it's not Tamei. Therefore, he can be believed. That's one mahalach. That's the mahalach of the Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Yitzchak, Nosor of Chaim Shmuel Levitz, the Mir Rosh Yeshiva. And then we saw another mahalach from the Mir Rosh Yeshiva who says that even if you say chazaka is stronger, still an Eid Echad is believed because an Eid Echad, a chazaka, can't be a mivara, can be a arid suffix, but not a suffix Torah. Torah tells you it's a suffix, it has a stamp of a suffix alpi Torah, like suffix Tabishas Yachid. Chazaka won't help you. But an Eid Echad will, because an Eid Echad is telling me to tell you. You're right, the Torah says Safek Tumr Shiachid is Tameh. But I'm telling you there's no Safek. So that's not what the Torah was talking about, and therefore you can believe. Anyway, beautiful. Baruch Hashem. Hod l'Adonai ki toiv. Ki l'olam chazdai. Recently I read about a great Talmud Chacham who for many, many, many years had a minhag. He would get up early and he would literally dance. He would literally dance because he was zeiche to learn Torah. So, halavai that we should appreciate, halavai that we should dance, and halavai that we should appreciate Torah so much that we're zeiche to learn Torah. Baruch Hashem. Okay, so please stay tuned. Bezrat Hashem, אנחנו נמשיך בפעם הבאה. בלי נדר. שלום, שלום. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. אני מקווה שההאזנה הייתה עריבה עליכם, כמו שמסירת השיעור הייתה עריבה עליי. שלום, שלום, אהובה, ידידיי, מורה ורבותיי. רק השם ייתן המשך כוח, ושמחה, ומלוכת הנפש והגוף. ואפשרויות הכלכליות, אם אין כן אחרי תורה, שנזכה להמשיך בעזרת השם. שלום, שלום.